Have you ever felt that strange mix of anticipation and fear when standing at life's crossroads? That's exactly what the pivot year explores. Those transformative periods when everything seems uncertain, yet filled with possibility. This isn't just another self-help book gathering dust on your shelf. It's become a cultural phenomenon precisely because it meets you exactly where you are, speaking directly to that part of you that knows change is coming. The wisdom within these pages feels almost eerily personal, as if written specifically for your current situation, which explains why everyone from everyday readers to celebrities like Emma Watson have found themselves deeply moved by its insights. What if uncertainty wasn't something to fear, but your greatest asset? When you stand at the crossroads of not knowing what comes next, you enter what could be called the golden vortex, that sacred space where anything becomes possible precisely because you haven't limited what could emerge. Think about how we typically approach life, meticulously planning, seeking security, avoiding unknowns. We craft detailed 5-year plans and build elaborate comfort zones. Yet how many of life's most beautiful moments were completely unplanned? That chance meeting that led to your closest friendship, the unexpected opportunity that shaped your career, the spontaneous decision that led to adventure. The most significant breakthroughs often arrive when we least expect them, not from careful planning, but from being open to life's natural unfolding. When you admit you don't know what's coming next, you open yourself to possibilities previously invisible to you. Like an artist facing a blank canvas, the absence of predetermined outcomes allows for genuine creativity and authentic expression. Remember that time you faced a major life change, perhaps leaving a job or ending a relationship? Did you rush to eliminate the discomfort of not knowing? What might have happened if instead you had paused to explore the possibilities that uncertainty offered? Two rivers flow within us, the collective voices of society and our solitary inner guide. The first carries societal expectations, cultural norms, and others' definitions of success, pulling us toward prescribed milestones, degrees, job titles, relationship timelines, often leaving us feeling empty despite our achievements. That hollow feeling after reaching a supposed milestone, the dream job that brings doubt, or the perfect house that feels less like home, signals we followed external expectations rather than our inner compass. Even when society's voice grows loud with social media comparisons and family pressures, our inner voice remains. It speaks through intuition, moments of clarity, and activities that make time dissolve. Life transforms when we follow this authentic knowing, even down unconventional paths. The real challenge isn't finding motivation, it's accepting the journey required to manifest your genuine desires. Perhaps what you need isn't more drive, but a dream that naturally inspires you to rise each morning. We often mistake happiness for grand achievements, a perfect house, career success, or universal approval. But true happiness isn't what your house looks like. It's how you love the people within its walls. It's not meeting deadlines, but finding something you love so much that time disappears. Living fully isn't about seeing every country or falling madly in love. It's being present where you are. It's building a simple life you're proud of, finding joy in gardening, morning coffee, or listening to rainfall. These ordinary moments become extraordinary when given our full attention. We often postpone happiness. I'll be happy when I get that promotion, or when I lose those pounds. But happiness isn't waiting for problems to disappear. It's found in silver linings when we slow down enough to notice. Live in a way that makes you glad to be alive, not for others' approval, but for experiencing life's smallest pleasures. Practice mindfulness in daily routines. Feel shower water on your skin, notice seasonal changes, appreciate fresh sheets at night. Experience living rather than imagining how your life appears. What feels like rejection is often redirection, a truth that becomes clearer with time. You tell life what you want, and life shows you how to get it, though rarely as expected. Pay attention when life says, but not with them, but not like this, but not here. These redirections are wisdom in disguise. Think of times when something you desperately wanted fell through, a seemingly perfect job or relationship. While devastating then, that no often led somewhere better, turning closed doors into new opportunities. Trust those missed connections and opportunities that didn't work out. They're signposts, not just disappointments. Heed the early warnings, the gut hesitation, recurring doubts, the feeling that something isn't right. Stop investing in things that don't reciprocate, draining relationships, outdated dreams, depleting situations. Instead, nurture what's working: unconditional relationships, genuine opportunities, places that energize you. Life communicates through subtle patterns and coincidences. Listen for the gentle yes, for what naturally flourishes in your life. You must learn to outgrow things you love, accepting that some experiences are right for a season, but not forever. If you're not growing and moving towards something new, you're not truly living. The space between no longer and not yet defines life's pivot periods. Most people retreat to familiar patterns, mistaking comfort for rightness. Keeping our hearts open during uncertainty creates space for transformation. Not every loss is a setback. Some losses bring freedom or hidden opportunities, necessary detachments that clarify our vision. While some losses hurt deeply, others offer vital course corrections we didn't know we needed. When uncertain about your next step, look inward rather than outward. The answer is likely close by. Stop waiting for some future moment to pursue your dreams. Making peace with the unknown allows you to live more fully in the present, free from illusions. You become who you really are when your daily choices reflect your true nature, when instinct guides before thought interrupts, and when you let your brightest qualities shine without apology. Authenticity emerges when you allow your own love to flow freely through your life. We need experiences that are genuine, ones that grip our hearts, enliven us, and give us purpose. These can only be felt by a human body, understood by a human mind, and loved by a human heart. When we deny authentic experiences, we often seek more when what we truly need is to go deeper. True fulfillment comes from revealing your unique qualities to the world, completing work only you can do in your distinct way, and transforming your gifts into offerings. It means abandoning rigid ideas of perfection for the fullness of a life devoted to what you're naturally suited for. Consider how your environment shapes your emotional states rather than viewing your qualities as fixed. Notice the surroundings that bring out your most peaceful, inspired self and those that don't. Small environmental changes can create rippling effects in your personal growth.